BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a crazy edition of Innuendo Bingo. We've had the celebs on lately. Radio 1 DJ Gemma Kearney is back and it all goes off. A really, really good one. It gets wet. Also, you know there are songs that are a bit short at the moment, like that Jake Bugg new song and Enter Shikari. Chris tries to make them a bit longer, only on the spot. Good luck. And it's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Gemma Kearney's playing Innuendo Bingo today. Hiya.
I'm wearing a cagoule.
Yeah. Bang on trend, darling.
It's flowery, but it's waterproof.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
got your waterproofs on today.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready.
You've been getting some real like A-list guests doing this, Malark.
Yeah.
Malark.
I've been watching you guys, like stalking you online, and Innuendo Bingo's like getting a bit swanky.
Oh, you're not sat at home waiting for the phone to ring, watching it, are you?
Yeah.
We were worried that you were going to have a big issue. With Scott mainly, not so much me.
No, I don't like confrontation.
Well,
No, it's just that there have been a run of guests on, yes, but I mean, you know you're one of our favourites, you know that.
Yeah, but then...
Your first reserve.
But you prefer Gerard Butler, you prefer Lorraine Kelly.
No.
Be honest.
No, we don't prefer them, it's just that if they're available, what would you do in your show? You'd do the same, right?
No, I'd definitely have Chris, always.
Sure.
Yeah. if you could have me or Gerard Butler... you choose me.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in your attire today. Everyone, are the cameras on yet?
Let's put the cameras on now at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
This is weird. It's like what, I don't know, TLC might have worn in the No Scrubs video many years ago in the 90s, but gone wrong. It's like half a monkey onesie outfit peeled down. Like
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, what it is.
Like a monkey's bum, basically.
Yeah, what it is I have previously worn the onesie and it wasn't that long ago, so I didn't want to cause a stir. So
restyling.
So I thought I'd just wear half of it.
What, are you now not wearing an outfit twice, like people on red carpets, only for anyone to bingo?
No, it's not.
I can't wear that again, darling.
Well, no, you know how it is.
Right. No, I don't.
Saving your clothes for the Isle of Fernando's.
Thank you, yeah. Gemma.
Next week, he's going to Fernando's.
Oh, not again.
25 quid.
Scott.
25 quid.
Oh!
Stop. There might be a bit of work going on while he's there. But who cares? Slippery nipples, €5.
Get him!
That's them applauding you as you arrive at the £25 hotel.
Oh, at least you got that far.
Yeah. Play the game.
Please send me pictures next week.
Come on.
I mean, fair play to you for getting a bargain. Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, let's play the game.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Yes, it is.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Gemma's gone mental on the spinach.
I'm so perky. I had a juice of spinach, ginger, apple and mint.
She's gone loopy for it.
You are mental for it. You've gone loopy. As if you need juice.
I know. It's
Do you know what I mean? Wow. Don't give her the energizer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so get your waters. Watch this on the website, please. It's on the Radio 1 website now. On your computer, you can watch it on your mobile phone as well if you want. Let's just get these out of the way first, because about 20 of you spotted this one on. Ugh. I'm Phil Spencer, secret agent. He's doing it again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he knows exactly what he's doing, remember?
Mm-hmm. When I came in here last time, it was kind of an assault on the senses.
June's pink passage is a thing of the past.
Straight away!
Rage in the face!
Oh, you missed this, haven't you?
Yeah, I really have. It's like therapy.
Back to Phil again. Emily spotted this one. Phil is always full of handy tips, though.
A loose and slippery entrance isn't ever welcoming.
Not so much as, not so much as,
he does do it on purpose.
Yeah, really does. He does. That show's made for this feature. Not so much a little a spray there as a small spurt.
No, little, well, no, like the cherub wing.
Yeah, then. Cherub wing from Gemma there. Okay, let's go over to Flog It. More fun from BBC Daytime. And Andy and Sarah, thank you for this one. It's always surprising the things that people get out to be valued.
And first on the table is Philip with a rather unusual item.
How you doing?
Fine.
Is this muff yours?
Yes.
Did you miss it?
Is this muff yours?
Yes.
And first on the table is Philip with a rather unusual item.
How you doing?
Fine.
Is this muff yours?
Yes.
No, still nothing from Gemma. Doesn't get it. No, nothing. Chris went straight away. Gemma? It's just... Oh, good Lord. You got it now?
Is this muff yours?
Yes.
Yeah? She's still managing to hold it in there. Oh, okay.
Just it took me ages. I had to do some serious thinking.
Mm.
That one took me a little while.
Yeah, no. It's fine. More water, please. On a similar theme, let's go over to Antiques Roadshow.
Do you know, I think it's 28 years since I've seen, or at least touched one as big as this.
Ah, straight in his face in slow motion.
All right.
It's a long time. It's a long old time.
Holly in Surrey says, you can't beat Gemma. The Queen of Bingo is back. Perfect for a revision break.
Queen Bingo.
Queen B. Queen
B. Queen oh,
Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm laughing in the uni library. That's from Scott in Western Supermare. Watching for the first time on my phone. Loving Gemma on Bingo, says Adam in Salford. Looking good today, Gemma. Okay, more water. And Anna was watching the BBC local election coverage and sent this to us. Now, I know people stay up late on election night, but is there really an excuse for this?
We've made good progress in seats in the south that we need to win a general election. Places like Crawley, Ipswich, Stevenage, Cannock Chase. We even made a gain in the Prime Minister's own backyard. We even made a gain in the Prime Minister's own backyard.
Oh no.
You're right.
I could actually have a tear and you wouldn't even notice.
Okay. Let's get on with it. And Shane.
I'm so covered in your spit.
Shane emailed this one in from a Radio 4 programme about opera. And this was definitely a personal journey for presenter Paul Mason here.
But I've never been satisfied with Wagner's Ring.
Gemma first, Chris a close second.
Oh.
Chris looks quite grumpy today. How can you be grumpy opposite Gemma, says Joe in London?
I'm not grumpy.
You're
not
taking
grumpy?
It very seriously today.
It's I'm fine.
You do seem a bit on the edge.
Really?
Are you okay?
What's up?
I'll tell you what it is. I didn't bring any spare clothes today. So
right.
I'm just saying, because these get very wet, these things.
Oh. It's constantly on your mind.
It's playing on my mind.
Where it's going and that.
Yeah.
I never bring spare clothes.
Yeah, but you're wearing a jacket.
Finally. Yeah. I've learnt after all this time.
Mm. I've never been satisfied with Wagner's Ring.
I never really liked him on X Factor. And...
That's a really good one.
Thanks,
I'm
thanks.
Really impressed.
No, I'm not.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Okay. More water, please. What's going on?
I'm here all week.
Oh, you do make me laugh. Okay. Now, George and Ricky were listening to Radio 1 at the weekend, and we're going over to Gemma Kearney now. Mm-mm. Are you sure you're meant to reveal this kind of personal detail?
Well, when I was in Budapest with my boyfriend earlier on this week, he was wearing a pair of jeans and it was way too hot, and he had a big sausage and he had meat sweats.
Where did that come from?
Why did you say that?
We were in Budapest and he had a big sausage. What?
He was eating a lot of sausages.
And he had a big sausage.
He ate a massive sausage.
Well, you should have said that.
Oh, no. Sorry, boyfriend.
Okay, good. So, more water. And Sebastian emailed us about this one from Chinese Food Made Easy. I didn't even know they were allowed to show this on TV.
I'm going to make you my sweet and sour pork to help tenderise the meat.
Yeah.
Just simply give it a good bash.
What happened there?
I thought we were under attack.
He actually jumped.
Just simply give it a good bashing.
Genuinely scared you, didn't
it? That's quite scary. It really took me by surprise.
What? She just wobbled in her chair, like, whoa. Okay. Laura and Rosie are watching in the car on their phones. Does Chris always wear a bear onesie to work? Adam in Hull? No. Andy and Lee, Plumbing and Dudley, are loving this. Worth watching and listening to Inuit Bingo just for Gemma's laugh, says Vicky in Hull. Another eye-watering sight here as you take more water. And this time, for Sarah Cox on The Apprentice, You're Fired.
Yeah. So,
Sorry, I'm a...
I've been waiting a long time to see Daryl Green do that with a stickeroo.
Divine.
All fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Sean for that one. Okay, more water, please. Or are you fine with what you've got already? Mm. Ready to move on? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jared heard this one from Jamila Jamil, who had a slip of the tongue, and let slip details of how she spends her weekends.
What I mean is that I've never had someone lose on the show, ever. And I had absolutely no decorum of like how to deal with it, because I had no experience with someone losing. It felt really emotional.
Oh, that's
really
sad.
Hurt me. I was bummed all day.
It's even funnier when you know her.
Oh. I was bummed all day. Bummed out all day.
I don't know what you mean.
Was she wearing a chicken suit?
Woo! Okay, more water, please. Oh, Chris. Come on. Hold it together.
No, that's not it now.
Chicken soup.
This always happens when you're on.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, I always forget that I'm on the radio.
You see, what? Mortar, please.
Mm-hmm.
What Jamila should have... Come on. Chris! Yeah. Oh, you've started it again.
I am such a soggy crock.
Can we just all... Right, can we just all calm down?
Okay, everyone.
We'll just relax.
Come on. I'm really sorry, anyone that's listening to this.
Andrew, really sorry. Radio 1. See, Jamila, really... Come on, water. Jamila should have listened to the rules of Splash on ITV1.
And remember...
No running!
No bumming!
Oh, no. This has gone well, haven't
it? Really has. It's gone really left field.
This is not for mainstream consumption. Don't worry, Rihanna's probably on soon. Okay, over to BBC Radio. Stop spraying at each other. I'm just trying to hold this together. I'm
fetish.
So sorry, bosses. I'm so sorry. Okay. This is from BBC. So, what's happening?
I'm so wet.
BBC Radio Solent. Can you take some water in your mouth, please? Please. Please. We've got one more. BBC Solent talking about a festival in Dorset where they have some very... What's happening? I don't know what to do, Gemma. Mm-hmm.
Right, one more to go. Come we on. Can do this,
Come
mate.
On. Just move.
I have wet pants. I can feel it.
Just don't say her name.
Come on. One more.
Just say your thing.
BBC Radio Solent. Water. Talking about a festival in Dorset where they have some very... There's some very interesting traditions.
I didn't display any particular, natural ability at either knob throwing or pitting the knob on the Cernabis giant or knob eating or any of the other knob-related tomfoolery.
That's a biscuit from Dorset.
What?
That's right.
Why? How?
I don't know. Right, we're gonna have to abort this, I think. Thank you very much, Gemma, for being amazing. Thank you, Chris, I think. And that was Innuendo Bingo, Thursday edition. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. I think it's fair to say, Gemma, a decent return to form there. Thank you. High five.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Genuine panic just happened in the studio as Chris went, Is it Mother's Day today? No, that's always on a Sunday.
Just logged into Twitter and saw worldwide trend, Mother's Day, and panicked.
It's always on a Sunday.
It sneaks up on you, though, doesn't it?
But it's not Sunday.
Is it any time soon? It always feels like it's around...
It's happened.
Has it, recently?
Did you not...
I don't remember.
...get anything? March.
Oh.
That was on.
That really worried me.
It's Mothering Sunday. It's always on a Sunday. It's not... Do you know what day it is?
Yeah. I know what day it is, but honestly, I looked at the worldwide trends thing just on the left there. Thought, yeah.
You do get that occasional, like, and then it's all fine.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. This is Scott on Radio 1. Your face was like, oh my God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm off to Sweden tomorrow.
You excited?
Still can't point to it on a map. Actually, I can now. No, I can. Sorry.
You know where it is. So I take it's going to be meatballs. And...
Oh, God, don't do all the stereotypes.
It's not a bad stereotype, that, is it?
That's right, it's going to be meatballs and flat-pack furniture.
Yeah.
And...
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Is the weather nice?
No. But I'm going for Eurovision Song Contest. Tuesday and Thursday, BBC Three.
Do you think you're going to look too tanned when you go there?
No.
Because if the weather's... You know in the other one, like, if you have a tan before... To look good on TV and that kind of thing.
No, I don't think so. I just think that it's going to be one of those places where you feel really ugly as an average bloke, which I like to think of myself as. I think that Sweden, from what people say, is full of absolutely gorgeous people.
Well, yeah, that's
like,
what I've heard.
Everybody is fit.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
It's like a rule.
So therefore... Going to feel a little bit kind of intimidated by that, I think.
Yeah.
And probably will spend a bit of extra time doing my hair and all that.
Right.
But I can just go to... I can go over a bridge, apparently, from Malmo to Copenhagen, which is in Denmark. Are they fit there as well? Not so much.
It's weird. It's literally when you cross the border.
Right, okay.
It's like a sea of people waving at you and they're all fit.
What I'm saying, yeah, as you arrive on the bridge, it's like, yeah.
It's like the border control.
Good morning. Who are they?
Hello.
Hello, Sweden. But what I'm going to do is spend most of my time over the other side and therefore not feel as bad.
Yeah.
I'm really going to...
I see, so only cross the bridge when you have to.
That's right, only going into Sweden when I have to do a TV show.
Yeah.
And then back over to the ugly side. That's what I'm doing. See, I feel fine.
Yeah, good times.
Meanwhile, you've got your holiday.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. On the Isle of Fernando.
No, there's no need for this. It's
where you're going?
It is, yes. I did find out after I booked it is the Isle of Fernando's.
Now, if people haven't heard this before, do remind us how much the holiday cost you.
Right. It was for four of us and it cost £25 each. It was a brilliant voucher offer I found.
Mm.
And I haven't taken a holiday for quite a long time, so I'm very excited about this one.
Yeah.
But because of your bad press, two people have now dropped out.
I haven't given it bad press.
Well, you have. Because you say that the offer's too good to be true.
Well, do you not... Are you not in any way suspicious?
No, I say bargain. You say con.
I just think sometimes you do get what you pay for, and you have paid how much?
It's about £100, all in.
All in, not including flights.
Not including flights. I managed to get a very reasonable deal for that.
Chris, that's still really cheap.
It's really good. That's what we should be saying here. There's a free welcome pack on arrival.
What do you get in the welcome pack?
A bottle of champagne.
No, you do not.
It says bottle
it's
of champagne.
Champagne.
But what's great is when, as I've said this before, when you go on the review site, not one bad review. And because you've scared
me... Because the hotel have either taken them all down or written all the reviews themselves.
I've gone into the photo section of these sort of review sites.
And what did you see?
Well, they're all fine. On one of them, there's a crane that can be visible. What's this? It's not going to be construction.
Just a bit of drilling.
Like you...
Just a bit of drilling, nothing to worry about.
We
won't be doing it in the middle of the night.
No. No, they did say in the email that there is some construction work going on in the local area. But it shouldn't affect you.
Right. And do... Oh... Do...
Although I did read the small print in the thing. It says that... There'll be none of that.
No. I'm really sad I'm not here next week because I really would like you to do a daily report, but you're not going to.
There's no need for a report. I'm going to be by a pool. It's going to be lovely.
I'm thinking it's going to be like space in Ibiza.
There's... No.
Wow!
No, it's...
It's a bargain.
It's a great deal.
Do make sure you get a room on the other side, away from...
There won't be... You see, there's... I know you're trying to ruin it.
I'm not ruining it. I'm just being realistic. Oh.
There will be loads of screaming, I imagine, because the cast of Take Me Out should be there.
They will. There'll be some awkward dates going on around you.
Yeah, I like having a meal and there's these dates.
Oh, have a good time in Fernando's next week.
Thank you.
And let me know if it is as much of a bargain as you think it's going to be. Oh, man, that was carnage today. Oh, ow. I actually hurt from laughing.
Yeah, that hurt.
Oof. You all right now?
I'm okay.
Think about it, though. We'll have killer abs soon.
Wow.
The chicken. No, don't worry. No, not again. So, I think we should probably try and get that video up later because it was a good one. That was Gemma Kenny making a brilliant return to Innuendo Bingo. So much love for that on text and Twitter and Facebook today. Thank you for that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I really like it. It's Fuse, ODG and Antenna, and that is my big thing this week. That makes me an Afrobeats pioneer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is a tune.
I really like it. Hugh Stevens, who I do trust with new music, was like, this is only on Monday, though. He's like, oh, I gotta be honest. I don't like it, Scott.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It reminds me a lot of DaBange.
Yes. Well, I was DaBange's biggest fan. Do you remember that DaBange performance at the Hackney Weekend? Did anyone see that?
No.
The video is up for ages on the Radio 1 website. It's probably not there anymore. Just incredible.
Yeah.
Just so much fun.
But when that DaBange song was out, loads of people didn't like that. I remember at the time people going, what's this?
But then it kind of turned and people really liked it. So I'm hoping, if you're not feeling that at the moment, I'm hoping that's what's going to happen with that. previously of Azonto fame. That is Fuse ODG Antenna. If you like it, 3rd of June. I reckon you could hear that blasting out of loads of bars in like Greek resorts, Spanish resorts this year.
I'm not accusing them, by the way. You know, like we're saying that, you know, we're running out of music. I'm not saying that they're copying DaBange.
No.
Like that.
But we are running out of music. We discussed this before.
Yeah, on a separate point, we are running out of music.
Also, like, I've just looked in the next half hour. Gabrielle Aplin, fine. Foo Fighters, okay. And then the two shorter songs at the moment, Jake Bugg, country song, 1 minute 46. And Enter Shikari, Paddington Frisk, 1 minute 16.
What's going on there? Why have they got to be so short?
It's because we're running out of music.
Do you think
they don't know what to do, like, after about a minute, they're like, the end.
Someone's got to say something. It's like we just accept it. It's not good enough. There should be another verse and a chorus or something.
There should be at least three and a half minutes.
If they won't do it, I'll do it.
Give it a go.
I'm just going to finish them.
Yeah.
Finish the job.
Because, like, it's been ages since there have been songs that are like a minute and a half.
Unfinished, like, in my opinion.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Should we do it after half two?
I'll do it, yeah.
Okay, right. So Chris finishes some songs after half two because he doesn't think they're finished yet. This one's finished, definitely.
finished.
Nothing more you could do with this. Someone else says, yep, we are running out of music. Beginning of Ill Manners, Plan B. Sounds like the beginning of Fallout Boy. Have you heard the new Fallout?
It's true that so many people tweet me saying they're running out of music because of that one.
Yeah, that's another one, but a different one to what we've done before.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is what I want. Steely off of Windy Worcester's been on saying, I've just got back off a cruise in the Mediterranean and they're playing that Antenna song, which is your big thing, around the pool on the ship and people are doing aerobic exercise to it.
I'm
not sure that's what I want from it.
That's not what I was. I was picturing sort of a nice beach in, I don't know, Kavos.
Yeah, maybe around that campfire in Kavos.
There we go. Yeah. I know the one you mean.
Everyone knows the one if you've been there.
That campfire.
That campfire on that beach. I'm thinking like just people going crazy to it around there rather than middle aged ladies doing water aerobics to it.
Yeah.
And left.
I completely
and
agree.
Right, and left and right. Mm. And straight to the left. Antenna, Fuse, ODGB, that hasn't put me off. ODG, it's my record of the week, my big thing this week. Okay, so what we're saying, that songs are too short at the moment. There are some very short ones.
Yeah, I'm saying, I think it ties in with this idea that we're running out of music.
Do you think that's why they're so short? Because people are like, I don't know what to do next.
It's like, just end it.
Yeah, just finish it there, guys.
I've got to say, a lot of people are texting in saying the Paddington Frisk is not a song, it's a teaser. But I'm going by what we're sort of playing here.
Yeah,
because... Do you know what I mean? It's on the... playlist.
It's on Radio 1, yeah. And it's like just over a minute long. Should be longer, really.
And
same with Jake Bugg.
Same with Jake Bugg. Again, short song. Good, great song.
Are you sure are you sure you want to continue these? Because, like, do you remember the last time you did something like this was your impression of Everything during the Live Lounge?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that again for us?
Well, it's not... really? It's like I'm a mirror.
Yeah, their cover of Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
That wasn't the best last time.
Well, I'll give it a go.
Okay, right.
So I just think someone needs to do something.
We've roped in our mate Dave, he's multi-talented. He can do guitar.
We've sourced a piano and everything.
He can do keys. And we'll bring that to you next. Just something a bit longer for you to enjoy. I think we're genuinely worrying people that we are running out of music.
Yeah.
It seems to be a bit of concern, like a bit of a... I don't know, the nation just seems to be a bit alarmed by it. Because that's a bit sad, especially because we're a new music station, so that would be bad.
Yeah.
So, what we'll do now, if that's all right, is... are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay, Dave's here. So we'll go into Paddington Frisk, which is the new Enter Shikari track, which at the moment stands at 1:16, which you're saying just not long enough. I know what you mean.
Exactly, yeah.
And then at that point, without any prep, I want you to take over. Okay?
Okay.
You call for that?
Let's give it a go.
All right. So here's Chris on the vocals.
Hi there.
And Dave on keys.
Hello.
And me, Scott Mills, on brass. And here are Enter Shikari, and this is the new extended version of Paddington Frisk. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
I'm not sure on the words. I get... frisky in Paddington on a Friday. Na 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 na. Frisky.
Have it.
No, right, good, yeah, but hang on, how long was that? No, that's still only one. That's still only 1:39. So actually, there's no point in that.
It's harder than it seems.
Is it?
Yeah, like, to finish the song.
Really not long enough. And also, that was Tiny Temper, wrong song.
I know. I just panicked and just sure. went for what was in the head.
So it is hard, is it?
It's difficult.
Why don't you get the lyrics up of the actual Enter Shikari Paddington Frisk song now? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Put that in. What I'll do is, because we already played Paddington Frisk, it's only 1 minute 16, what I'll do is I'll take you to the end of the Enter Shikari track, and then you pick up. You good?
You just want another verse on it?
Just whatever you want to do. Make it longer, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right? Got it?
All right.
All right, okay, we'll go to the end of the song.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Let's change this. I might just do the lyrics to the sound of Everything, Everything. Is that okay? Yes. To be strung up on a leafless tree, where everything dies and nothing grows, hanging like moulding fruit. One must dance whilst you decompose. On come the Paddington spectacles. A black plague, all over I admired. A vegetable breakfast, a hearty choke. Seems like the whole world conspired. Carry on. But there stood a man, he was cut up, distressed and cold. But amongst the wreckage of his ribcage, his heart still thudded as he said.
It's off the Tudors.
Hang on, big finish. Ow! Ow! It's like I'm a mirror. Mirror staring back at me. Could it be any bigger?
Really good.
Bosh.
Thanks.
All right.
Everything
again. It just seemed right.
At the end. Yeah, that's a lot longer now. Thank you very much. There we are.
Well, it's there.
I doubt we'll play that every time.
If you want it, have it. If you don't want it.
Thank you. Hey, listen, I've got that that Jake Bugg one coming up. Do you want to try and go that as well?
I can.
Just improvise.
Try to find a guitar.
It just needs to be a bit. I'm Dave, I'll have a guitar. Just needs to be a bit longer. Gina in Edinburgh says, I think I prefer the shorter original version, if that's all right with you. Okay. Please tell me you can get that on the podcast, says Christoph in Andover. Yeah, of course you can. Well, you actually want to listen to that again. Okay. Chris needs to learn how to rock scream. It's not from your lungs. You were doing lungs, it's more a diaphragm thing.
Yeah.
Don't actually have to strain. Other than that, though, he liked the, it's like I'm a mirror, at the end, even though that's not their song. Let's do the Jake Bugg one in a minute, see how I do with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Real or no real? Breaking news, Greg James is very busy preparing his show this afternoon, so we can't bring you him.
Oh.
But we can bring you him at the later time of 4 o'clock when he's actually on. So I'm going to play today. I like when this happens because I get to play the game. It's real or no real. 10 Scott Mills points are coming your way if you get any of these right, i.e. you guess correctly whether they're real or no real. Some of them, absolutely true. Some of them would never happen and have never happened. Let's go.
In the original series of Star Trek, the noises made by the doors are actually the sound of an A4 piece of paper being removed from an envelope.
Whoa.
That's the kind of thing that they would probably do back in the day.
Ah, and I've just been handed an envelope with a piece of paper.
What?
So we can test it. It's a bit of an anti-climax.
That's supposed to be a door sound.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Yeah, hang on. Just need to put it back in.
So imagine this is a door on Star Trek. Go.
Okay, hang on. Wait, sorry.
Go, door.
I mean, it does, and it does sort of sound like it.
Okay, should we play the actual noise?
Yeah, now, this is if
Think
this is
it.
Real. This is a great fact.
It's a good one to tell your mates.
I'm gonna go real on this one.
So you're saying that it is just out of an envelope?
Yep.
And that's the door noise on Star Trek.
Yep. What are you saying?
No, I'm saying no, real. It's not good enough. It's not a good enough door noise.
What do you mean?
It's just a bit like, meh.
No, but that's the noise. That's genuinely on it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is the noise. What they're saying, is it real or no real, that noise that you're playing there is, hang on, this.
No.
I think it sounds quite similar. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh no! Oh.
That's a great fact.
That is a good fact. Oh, rubbish, I'm not any good at this. Okay, next.
The train windows on the Channel Tunnel used to have fish painted on them in an attempt to confuse tourists.
What?
It's actually quite a nice idea. Because that bit, like, I've actually never been in that tunnel. But if you're going through, it'd be nice if they painted something a bit, you know, something better than a tunnel to look at.
Do you think it's because, like, in that stretch of ocean, there are not, let's be honest, there aren't any exotic fish.
No.
And so maybe they're just drawing ones on like you might find in somewhere like the Caribbean.
But also the idea that you're confusing tourists with it.
Yeah.
I find a bit odd. Like, one, what's the point?
Yeah.
And two, that's not going to work.
Unless they were making tourists think that we have these beautiful fish.
Yeah.
In that bit between England and France, which I don't think we do.
And also, it's underground. Like, how stupid would you have to be to think that your train is moving through the water?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't think of that.
Right, so I'm saying no real.
Hello. For that as well, thanks for pointing that out. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Stupid. And next.
Olympic gymnast and Strictly Come Dancing heartthrob Lewis Smith has spent so long wearing fashionable fake glasses that he's damaged his eyesight and is now forced to wear prescription lenses.
He fascinates me because he's one of a small band of people who've gone from Olympic heroes to just, like, being famous now. Do you know what I mean? Like, full-on famouses.
Fair play to them.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he really has gone through, because some of them, although they were Olympic heroes and quite famous after the Olympic, I think it's gone down a bit now.
Yes.
You know, with your gold medal, you could get anything.
Yeah, you could, back in the day. Like, last summer, after that happened, I mean, we had Luke Campbell here. Yeah. He was getting train travel. He was getting into clubs.
He literally whips out his gold medal, and that's your pass to anything.
Whips-a-dooped.
I don't think that is the case so much anymore. I may be wrong.
I'd quite like to hear from any gold medalist that might be listening.
You say that, but do you remember when we said this before? Because we wanted some people to play Olympic innuendo bingo, and we managed to get them all.
Well, let us know then if you are listening. Is your medal as much currency as it was then? Now,
yeah. See, I don't think it is something. But he's now a full on famous. The glasses damaging the eyes. What are you saying?
I mean, we've all worn them. Five euros. Obviously, mistaking them for real ones, because I would never buy counterfeit goods. But, no, I don't think they'd hurt your eyes.
Okay, well, so...
No real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Wow. Okay.
Got points for that.
And what about this one? Try this.
Matt Healy, vocalist and guitarist in the 1975, the Nobody Knows Under Our Petticoats hitmakers, is the son of loose woman Denise Welsh.
Wow. Because I do remember her, she did have a son who was in a band.
Oh.
I remember her talking about this.
I remember that when I had wine with her once.
That's it, because I remember her saying that she must get you a CD or you must go to a gig or it was something like that.
Yeah, she did actually, but it wouldn't be the 1975.
Why not?
Just don't think it would. I don't know, just don't think it would.
I'm going to say real on this one.
So Denise Welsh's son is in the 1975.
Well, yeah, because they're all quite wacky guys, aren't they? Like, in how they look. Is that wrong to say? Is that controversial?
I think it's a bit wrong. Don't they just look like a band?
Yeah. I'm saying this is real. Because I remember her having a conversation with you.
Yeah, that could be any band.
Well, I know it could be. But why not the 1975?
I think the wine had taken hold by then. I can't remember what she... What band she said. So I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Oh, amazing.
Good fact.
Which one? He looks about 10. Is that
he
an
is
old
10,
photo?
You idiot.
Oh, right.
That was a Lee picture Singer. Of him when he was a kid with Denise Welsh's mum. Look, went, wow. Like at Christmas photo. That's him now.
Oh, this is very good. Interesting news.
That's so cool. And at the famous mum, at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
you scored 20, I scored 30.
Oh, boo. I'm not playing anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're talking about making short songs longer because there's a couple around at the moment, namely Enter Chikari and Jake Bugg, that are very short, like just over a minute. And Chris thinks it's a bit of a cop out. You think?
I do. Yeah. I think he's got distracted or something. Mm. For some reason or other, he was writing that song and he's gone, right, there's somewhere else I need to be. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, let's just finish this.
I've just forgotten to finish it.
They'd be all right with this on the radio, wouldn't they? It's only 1 minute.
Can we get
16?
Away with that? A minute and a half?
Right, lads? Yeah. Okay, that's a wrap.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Yeah. I liked the last one because on Enter Chikari, like, Under Pressure, all the strange places your mind went was quite incredible. Went from, like, the Tudors back to hard rock again. Mm. Very strange. Are you ready to do the next one?
Yeah.
Because I've got Jake Bugg coming up now. Hang on, let's see if I've got that. Yeah, okay, good. You ready?
Ready.
And let's do it. I've always wanted to do this, like they do in the middle of gigs. So here's Chris on vocals.
Hi there.
Part of the band. And Dave on the guitar.
Hello.
And me on farm. And here is the extended version of Jake Bugg's country song. Let's go.
From the strings of this old rusty guitar.
Okay, here we go.
Am I on?
And here is verse 2, just for you. Cows go moo, I'm here sitting on a farm. Riding camels, shaving sheep, plucking strings. I can see Scott with Jake Bugg spreading muck with a duck, eating hay. That's my phone. I'm very sorry. It's harder. In fact, it's harder. I admit, it's harder than it seems.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like it though?
Turn your phone off.
I'm sorry.
That was really distracting.
That was really bad.
That's my phone. I like it. He added it in though. Also, shaving sheep, shearing.
Sorry,
children.
It's
and also
hard, though.
Camels in the country, not so much. Not here.
Yeah, I know.
So much. Okay, I quite still. No, it's still not long enough.
Yeah, but you see, my mind runs out.
I know. Okay, well, just improvise. I like it when your mind, like, when we put you under this kind of pressure, it's amazing where it goes. Can you do one more? I'll take you to the end of Jake Bugg, and then you just carry on, all right?
Gonna sing you an old
just the last bit of it.
Country song from the heart, from the strings of this old rusty guitar.
I can see Scott and Jake on a farm in their country house. It's a very big house in the country, but a farm. They live in a house, a very big house in the country.
What?
Like an animal farm, something about a farm in the country. More about countries. Country roads, take me home. To the place I belong. There's loads of countries in Eurovision.
Good.
Just looking now, like Hungary and Greece and Germany. How long? Still got time.
Yeah.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
They're not in it.
Luxembourg.
They're not in it.
And Poland and Portugal and Morocco.
Poland and Morocco aren't in it either.
Serbia and Montenegro to win. Maybe Spain. In Eurovision. On a farm.
Wow, that's brilliant, actually.
Nailed it.
Brilliant. Yeah, you nailed it that time. And actually, that's a perfect add-on. Because that makes it long. That makes it as long as most of the songs on the playlist.
Brilliant.
I'm happy with that, totally. Did you borrow some of a song called Country House by Blur in there?
Yes.
Right, okay. Just
there's a little bit of that, and also okay. Country Roads.
We really are running out of music.
Well, yeah, you're right, actually. I did sort of borrow another song, didn't I?
But at least they're a bit longer now. Tomorrow, we are calling back those people in your phone. You've got their name and normally where you met them or they're used to you and you're like, I have no idea who that is. We're calling it Fish Pie Sue. It's on tomorrow from 1 o'clock.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.